You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
On Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio, this is The Late Trade for Go Cassius, the complete meal shake with added greatness. And Chemist Warehouse, heading to Chemist Warehouse today. Great savings every day.
Day by my calculations, 3.5 hours to go. We're here at Marvel Stadium. Sarah Olley here with Cal Toomey, Riley Beveridge, Josh Gablich, also part of our coverage for the next 2 hours. And as I bring in Cal and Riley, hello to you. Cal, set the scene. There's cameras here. There's cameras to the back of the room. Plenty going on as the clubs come through.
Yeah, the clubs have started arriving. We've seen a few push through already. We see Hawthorn football boss Rob McCartney walking through. He's going to be a busy man over the next 4 hours. But some clubs are already in the house, Riley, because some deals have been done since the lodgements were open at 2 p.m. These ones were overnight works and a little bit of morning work as well from different clubs. So we still expect around 10, 12 players still to move clubs tonight. We just wait and see how those deals unfold today.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. So obviously the four club are involving Paddy Dow and Nick Caulfield, which was held overnight by the AFL, has gone through today. Ivan Soldo's move to Port Adelaide has also been accepted, as has Jack Ginnivan's move to Hawthorn, which was one of the big shocks of the trade period. So that's gone through this morning as well, Sarah.
Let's talk about Jack Ginnivan, Riley, because I had the only smart thing I've said all trade period this morning with the Hawthorn half dozen. very quickly whittled down to five when I saw your tweet about Jack Ginnivan and your story that he'll now be at Hawthorn. Take us through the developments over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, so this is one that's been bubbling the whole way through the trade period, right since Lachie Schultz requested a trade to Collingwood. It's always been in the works. There's always been clubs that have been keen on Jack Ginnivan. There's always been an interest in, from Jack Ginnivan to see what was out there, given the fact that his place in the Collingwood pecking order was going to be squeezed by Lachie Schultz.
Didn't happen overnight.
No, it didn't happen overnight. It's been in the works for a while, and it progressed rapidly over the weekend. So as of last night, Mark McKenzie and Graeme Wright, Hawthorn and Collingwood's list managers caught up and had a chat around the asking price for Jack Ginnivan. So I think they came into Wednesday's deadline date with a fair understanding of what all parties wanted. All that needed to go through then was for Jack Ginnivan to make up their mind. Despite the bit of conjecture last night, Jack Ginnivan hadn't made up his mind overnight as to what he was going to do. I think once a deal had progressed rapidly between the two clubs this morning, he agreed to be traded, and that deal went through pretty swiftly after that.
It is a smart acquisition, given that Tyler Brockman, he has left the club. Mm. Chad Wingard's got that injury concern. And, of course, Luke Bruce, I know he's evergreen, but he will one day start coming towards the end, won't he, Carl?
At some point, potentially. Oh, he's been a superstar. But, look, clearly they are looking ahead to the future as well as part of these selections. And we're looking forward to seeing how they can do these over the next 4 hours as well, because they've got Marbio Chol still to get done. We know Massimo D'Ambrosio still has to get done in some form. They've got a lot happening as well on the Jack Gunston front. What do they do there as we see Port Adelaide walk through the door? They're going to be one of the busiest clubs as well, with four deals in line. We've already got one over the line in Ivan Soldo. He became a Port Adelaide player this morning. That deal was agreed to overnight. They were able to swap some selections and make that one happen. So that's one done, but they still have three targets to go in Asava Radaglia, Brandon Zirk Thatcher, and Jordan Sweet. We expect that to happen. I think all of those will get done.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of which one topples first.
So do you reckon there's anything that's going to go late, Kel? Because a lot of clubs have been doing their due diligence this morning. They've got a lot of deals in the works already. What can you see going late?
I think the one that's going late and has potential to really string out is the Asava Radaglia one for a start. I think that, you know, there's some ground being made over that. There's progress being made over the last 24 hours. There's that deal. But the one that I really think could push to the 7:30 deadline is the Brandon Zirk Thatcher and Xavier Dersma deal, because neither party at this point is willing to give up too much in terms of their own standpoint. So Essendon are keen on a straight swap between those two players. Now, Port Adelaide is looking for a future second-round pick to be a part of that deal as well as the sweetener. Now, at the moment, the Bombers aren't willing to budge with their future second-round pick. They don't have a future third-round pick, but they have two future fourth-round picks. The problem is, though, that a future fourth-round pick isn't going to service what the Port Adelaide Footy Club is looking for right now. The other dangling element to this as well is that Asava Radicalea, that deal that's been on the table from Port Adelaide since the start of last week, pick 25, well, the Cats are looking for an extra fourth-round pick to come as part of that. Now, could it become a three-way deal? I think at the moment they're being worked on separately.
Yep.
I think that's the intention, to keep them separate. But if I'm looking ahead to what the last deal could be, I'm seeing the Brandon Zerk-Thatcher and Xavier Dersma deal as being one of the last ones standing.
Mm-hmm. A straight swap, I don't know if it's a dead art, but it's certainly a dying art, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the last one was Cal Sinclair and Lewis Jetta a while ago now. So we don't see too much of it, and that's because they have so many picks now. And that's the advent of future trading has meant that clubs are able to make the margins up with these extra selections down the line. It's another reason why we should be able to trade two years in advance into the future, but that's another discussion for another day. But and clubs would like that because you're able then to have more chips on the table. They have more chips now than they've ever had. Mm. They'd like a few more, though, to get some of these deals done. But we do like the drama of the deadline day, and we expect some of these to hang around because, as I said, Ryle, there's 10-plus players who are still in limbo at the moment.
Jack Gunston is one of those. Mm. That was a mini bombshell from Damien Barrett, really winding back the clock and putting that story out there. Will that get done? Because it seemed to take some parties by surprise. But would he have made the call, Cal, if Hawthorn didn't have an inkling of
that? I'd be surprised.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised personally if you weren't aware that a player was going to put his hand up and want to come back to the footy club. That would surprise me. I know that's been raised. Look, we see some of his form. We know what he can do as a player, Jack Gunston. He's done it over a long period of time now. Three-time premiership player for the Hawthorn Footy Club. A link closely, of course, to Sam Mitchell, his former flag teammate. I think that, you know, it's an interesting one because he's got cap space that he'd clear if he was to leave the Brisbane Lions, but the Lions also have a lot on the go as well with their interest in Brandon Ryan from the Hawks, Riley.
Yeah, they do. So Brandon Ryan, negotiations are active there between Brisbane and Hawthorn. I think there was a feel over the weekend that Hawthorn, all things going well, didn't want to lose Brandon Ryan, and as they wouldn't mid-season pick up this year, only played 3 games for the football club, has untapped potential in the sense that he's never had an AFL preseason under his belt. But I think the Hawks now, the latest development is they are open to trading Brandon Ryan if the deal is right. So Hawthorn still have a lot on the go. So we know they're trying to bring Marby Ochoa into the football club. They're trying to send a deal that will take Jacob Kaczynski to Richmond as well. They're trying to get Massimo D'Ambrosio from Essendon. So they've got a lot on the go. I wonder if one of these future second round picks, which is what Brisbane's put forward in a deal for Brandon Ryan, could go to Gold Coast and a deal for Marby Ochoa, because they've now got Collingwood's and they've got Brisbane's, which are going to be later in the draft next year. Hawthorn could improve, but I don't think they're going to topple Brisbane or Collingwood next year, so they're going to be later in the draft. So I'm keen to see which one of those two picks, if they do get one over the line for Brandon Ryan, ultimately goes to Gold Coast for Marby Ochoa.
And you say Hawthorn has an openness to it. I think Brandon Ryan has an openness to it as well, with a three-year offer there on the table, some more security. It's an interesting ploy, isn't it? I mean, this is
it's
a guy
remarkable,
that,
really.
Yeah, only 6 months ago was kicking goals at VFL level. Now he's got clubs scouring for him.
The other thing to note is we mentioned before the deals that could potentially go to 7:30. I've got a watch on two of Hawthorn's in the sense of you're just not sure around Jacob Kaczynski and what the middle ground is for there. So Richmond this morning, having offered their two picks in the 60s later in the draft, put pick for number 49 on the table this morning. I don't think that's going to get it done for Hawthorn. I think that they'd prefer to deal in future picks. Given the fact they lost a future three in the trade that took Jack Ginnivan to the Hawks, I think they want a future three back from Richmond, so they're well-stocked in terms of their future markets. I'm not sure if Richmond's willing to go there just yet. And Massimo D'Ambrosio, there's been so much conjecture over what his trade value's worth. Another one that could potentially go in terms of whether or not it's as a delisted free agent or anything like that. So I've got to watch on them to see if they're done by the 7:30 deadline as well.
And pre-season draft is an option for Massimo D'Ambrosio as well, given that he's out of contract. The Hawthorn Footy Club have a pick in that draft before Essendon would, so there's that possibility too. And there might be a player tonight for the first time in a little while who does get walked to the pre-season draft, because this year's draft, from a national point of view, clubs don't want the selections past pick 30, 35. They're not of use to these clubs. So still a little bit on the plate. And we see one of the busiest men walk through the room entering here, Adrian Dodoro. He's got a lot on his plate in the last couple of hours of this trade period. You coming on?
The last trade period.
Do you want to come on? There's a seat if you want.
We might see if we can get Adrian on a little bit later on the desk. A very busy man indeed. Another name that keeps popping up is Jack Billings, of course, the former number three pick at St Kilda. He's fallen out of favour. He's had issues with his body, of course, as well, Cal. And yeah. Melbourne is the club that seems to be getting close.
Yeah, this will happen tonight. And it's a good result, I think, for Jack and I think for Melbourne as well. And that, we know his story, a former top five pick in 2013. He's capable of some fantastic form. He hasn't been able to do that for probably a couple of years now because of his body, but comes in and gets an opportunity as a half forward, a goal kicker, someone who can play up further down the ground and use his skills. So I think that'll be done for a later selection or a swap of selections later on. And there's just a contribution to be worked through from a St Kilda point of view in terms of his salary. He's got 2 years to go on his deal.
We talk about opportunistic signings and it's the period for that. It's the period to bring optimism into a football club. I think this is it in the sense that if he can fulfil that potential, he was a top three pick a decade ago. And we spoke about that on Gettable just before, Cal, that all the way back to 10 years ago and whether or not Melbourne were going to take him in that draft. And there was some talk around that then. 10 years later, they get their man. So it's a bit like that. And it's a bit in the sense that if he can fulfil that potential at Melbourne, they've paid nothing for him. They've got him at a cut price. Someone else is paying a portion of his wages. There's so much that could go right here for Melbourne.
And just before we head to a break, Elijah Hollins is the other name. Will he be reunited with his brother at Carlton Rolls?
Yeah, I think he will. So the basis of this deal is a future third, which Carlton received yesterday in a deal for Paddy Dow. So it's technically Essendon's pick, but I expect that to go to Gold Coast as a result of this trade. There's going to be some moving and shaking in terms of the draft order this year. So Carlton have 26 at the moment. Gold Coast have 28. I'd expect Carlton to slide that pick back to 28. It's a smart move from the Blues, and the reason why is because at the moment, the picks and the way the picks stand is 26 is Carlton's, 27 is Gold Coast, 28 is Gold Coast's. So as soon as an academy bid is placed on Jed Walter, Ethan Reid, Jake Rogers, one of these players, that Gold Coast pick in the middle is going to disappear. So Carlton's pick is going to go from 28, which is what they've traded, back into 26, which is exactly where they were. So essentially, the only real thing that's getting traded here is a future three from Carlton's perspective. But for Gold Coast, they managed to get 50-plus draft points to match these bids on the academy players. So it's a crafty bit of work from both teams.
Time is ticking. Plenty of trades to get come. And there's plenty more coming for Continental Tires. AFL Trade Radio, a player that already has been traded, who's found a new home, is Nick Caulfield. The Bulldog joins us next.